Thank you for listening to the 5-year-old through second grade lesson training. I'm Anna Herring, the Kids Ministry Director, and I have the honor of equipping you today. There's a document that goes with this training, so please open that up and let's get started. So with 5-year-olds through second graders, this training, you will notice that the document that you've opened is 5-year-old and kindergarten lesson plan. Just so you know, this training will cover 5-year-olds through second grade. The 5-year-old and kindergartners have the same exact lesson plan as first and second graders, so everything we're covering in this lesson plan will apply to you if you've been scheduled in the first and second grade class. So do not worry, this is the correct training. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Also, before we start and dive into this, I wanted to just remind you that you can always find your lesson plans in advance. It's part of what is expected of you is to look at your lessons in advance. You can find them at realityventura.com/kids/volunteer. It's actually the website you're on right now, just to simplify that. Your lesson plans are here and you can look at them in advance. Not only are your lesson plans here, but there's also a leader Bible study that you can do on your own to help prepare you. I personally use them every single time that I am serving and they are very, very helpful. The lesson videos are there so you can look at them ahead of time so you know the content that will be presented to the kids. Of course, your lesson plans are there. Also, we are now going to be doing a memory verse song every single week, every unit, which is every 3 to 6 weeks. We will have a new memory verse song that will help reinforce the theme of the unit. Also, there are storytelling images that you can use when you are doing small group time with your kids. We'll get into that later. There's a slideshow. So one thing that you probably are aware of is that as the 5-year-old through second grade team, you have a large group, small group style kids ministry, which means part of the time you're going to be in your classrooms for small group activities, and part of the time you're going to be in the classroom for large group activities. The slideshow that you have access to is actually going to be the large group slideshow. So you won't be able to edit anything, but you will be able to open it up and see and view everything that we're going to be doing. The songs we might be singing and the videos we'll be showing and the questions that we'll be asking and the order that will be doing things. You have full access to that as well. So all of that again can be found at realityventura.com/kids/volunteer. The other thing I wanted to go over before we go into our 5-year-old through second grade training is we want to talk about where these kids are. Like, who are these kids? What are they like? What are they like developmentally? Where are they developmentally? We need to know this because in order to know, when we know this, it'll help us better serve and pour into these kids' lives, to better teach them. 5-year-olds and kindergartners and first and second graders are not like 3-year-olds and they are not like 5th graders. They are their own thing and they're in this own spot developmentally. And so we want to make sure that we understand who they are and where they're at. So we're going to talk about briefly where they are, what their communication is like, where they are emotionally, intellectually, and of course, spiritually. So communication. They are at an age where they think everything is fun. They are constantly seeking things that are fun. And they like to show off a little bit. They're like, look at me, look at what I can do. Let me show you how I do this. Let me, you know, that's where they're at. So they like your attention and they like to have fun. So that's very important to know when you're serving with them. So if you come in tired and you're like, I need to do something restful, pray before you come because they are very outgoing and really, really fun to be around. Emotionally, where they're at is like when we are interested in them, when we give them the attention that they need and when we praise them, their abilities improve and their confidence broadens. So they need our attention. All the more reason why you need to come prepared before you arrive, because if you're not prepared and you're not able to give them attention because you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing, it's going to actually be really challenging and you actually might have behavioral issues in your class. So please come prepared because it is going to be vital to helping meet these kids emotionally where they're at. Intellectually, where they're at, they're kind of in this in-between stage where they're kind of little, but they're also like, some of them are like starting to grow up, especially those second graders. They're kind of developed, they're changing a lot. You kind of have to do a lot of stuff through movement, music, and art in order for them to learn. It's going to be super vital for them. But at the same time, the older kids, so if you're in the first and second grade class, you need to give concrete examples to your main ideas. So they may start to like become a little skeptical, and this is normal. This is not bad. This is good and right and healthy. They're going to accept everything that you tell them when they're younger, so the five-year-olds and kindergartners, but the first and second graders, they're going to start becoming a little skeptical and wondering, is this actually true? Do I actually believe this? So you're going to want to bring in some concrete evidence and examples. And so we hope that our curriculum will help with that, and the way we present it to help support you and give you the resources you need. But also it's good for you to just be mindful of that, because maybe you want to come up with some concrete examples. Maybe you have personal life experiences that you can bring into the story to help prove that this truth about God really is true. You've lived it yourself. And then spiritually, God's story inspires their story. So like I said before, when they're younger, they take everything at face value, like what God's story is true, and they believe it. Childlike faith is really strong. And then they start to become a little skeptical. So, and their story kind of becomes separate from God's story. Like, they have their own life. They have their own scenarios and situations. And it feels a little detached from God a little bit, which is normal and right and good. So we want to show them how this truth about God actually really does apply to their life. That this truth about God isn't this far off thing. It's actually very vital. And let me show you how. So we want to be connecting these big ideas about God to their actual daily lives. So anyway, that is what we wanted to go over before we dive into our lesson plan. We wanted to know, first of all, where to find our lessons. And second, who in the world are we ministering to? We are ministering to five-year-olds through second graders. They want to have fun. They need hands-on activities, but we're also ready to go a little bit deeper with them. So let's actually go into the lesson plan so you know how exactly to do that. So looking at your document, it says five-year-old and kindergarten lesson plan. As I said before, this is also the same exact thing for first and second grade. And the week that we're going to go over is from January 8th, 2023. The title is God Made a Covenant with Abraham. This is the lesson we're going to be doing. You'll see the Bible passage where this whole story is found. It's actually going to be snippets from these parts of the scripture, so don't think that you have to read chapters 12 through 20 to the kids. And then there's also a memory verse that we're going to be doing with the kids during large group. And then there's a big picture question. This question is like this grand theme idea that we're going to be doing for the whole unit. Our question is, who's in control of everything? The answer is God is in control of everything in heaven and on earth. Nothing is outside of God's good plan. This is a big theme that we're going to be carrying on for the next whole unit, which is about 6 weeks from this lesson plan. Then you'll see the image from today's story as well as your schedule at a glance. So the order of events that will be taking place, your schedule is very particular. You really need to stick to the schedule because you have large group, which means you have to leave the classroom at a very specific time. And you need to be out of large group at a very specific time. So it's very important that you kind of stick to the schedule as best as possible. There are some things that can be flexible, but we'll go over that in a little bit. So the order of events. The first thing is the kids are going to check in and they're going to have playtime. Then you're going to line them all up and you're going to go to large group in the worship room. Then after large group, you're going to line them back up again and go back to your classroom for small group, where you'll sit on the carpets together and you'll do small group. Then you're going to sit at the tables and you're going to have your snack and you're going to do something that we call lollipops and lemons and prayer requests. And finally, you're going to do a craft, and then it's going to be almost time for parents to pick them up. Maybe not quite yet, so you'll have free time until the parents come and pick them up. So let's dive in and see how to do each of these things, starting with check-ins and playtime. We kind of already went over this during the policies and procedures training, but let's go over it again. During check-ins, you're going to welcome families and receive kids as they arrive. Remind the parents that their child's safety is our highest priority. For the safety of their child, we must see their security label at pickup, so make sure that they bring it when they come back. And if their child needs them before the service ends, we will text them. This is really important. Sometimes as kids get older, parents stop checking their phone as much because they don't cry as much. But if their child gets sick during service or gets injured during service, we really need to have access to the parent. So just remind them to have their cell phone out and on silent so that if we text them, they know that we're trying to get a hold of them. And then, of course, during this time, as kids are getting checked in, we don't want to dive into anything yet because it takes a while for everybody to get checked in. So there's free time. There are games and activities that kids can that go along with today's lesson plans for these kids. So use this time to connect with the kids and help them connect with each other. So there's lots of toys to play. There's Legos. There's activity pages. There's like also dinosaurs to play with, like so many fun toys. So they get to just choose what they want to play, and you can use this time to like help connect kids. Like, oh, do you like Legos? So does this person. Hey, let's come over here and play Legos. Let's introduce them, and then maybe they'll start playing and get to know each other, and now they have a friend. So we want to connect them with each other. So after about 15 minutes, we are then going to line up and we are going to go to the worship room for large group. Here they're going to do worship, they're going to do their lesson, they're going to watch their video, they're going to retell the story, and they're going to do a memory verse song. This is a new part of our curriculum that we are adding for the first time in a very long time, and we're very excited about it. So you are not responsible for leading large group, but you are responsible for your class still. So it says underneath the image that you see on your lesson plan, please remember to sit with your kids. There are chairs available if you need them. Participate, listen, and engage with the lesson along with your alongside your class. That means sing the memory verse song, do the hand motions, help the kids raise their hands to answer questions, support them in however you need to support them. Stay connected. I know that it might be easy to like, this could be a good time for you to like go have a bathroom break if you need one or go grab a cup of coffee, but you really need to be present with the kids because what's happening during large group, you're going to be building off of during your small group time with them. And then lastly, support the large group and worship leaders by lovingly correcting your kids if necessary. So if they're distracted or they're talking, you need to be present to help them stay on track. And again, the discipline policy and procedure that we have in place, or behavior issue policy and procedure we have in place, can be heard in our policies and procedures training, which you should have already listened to. After a large group, you are then going to line the kids and go back to your class and sit on the carpet for small group time. And during small group time, this is when you're going to discuss the lesson. So in your class, it's not on your lesson plan, but it will be provided almost every week, some storytelling images. On one side is an image, and on the back side is a prompt to review that story. So to review that part of that story. So they're numbered, so you can go in order and read each prompt and show that story. So I would encourage you to retell the story again to refresh their memory and get their minds on track, and then go through the same four questions every single week. These questions will never change. They will always be the same. And the point of this time is to really open the space for the Holy Spirit to move, to ask these open-ended questions and give them space to think and respond and allow the Holy Spirit to really apply the story to the life. So we're not giving the kids an application. You might be able to come and prepare some applications, but really we're not preparing an application. Because we want the kids to really think about it and the Lord to speak to them right where they're at. So these are the four questions. Number one, what did you like about today's story? The reason why we ask this question is because whether a kid has heard the name of Jesus a million times or has never been to church before, anybody can answer this question. So it's really safe and it's a very like open question for anybody to answer. The second question is, what did you find confusing about today's story? This is an important question because it says it's okay and it's safe to say you don't understand something or you don't fully believe that or anything like that. We want to say that it's okay and it's safe because what better place to have discussions about these things than at church? So what did you find confusing? And if you can answer that question that they have, that they found confusing, go for it. If not, tell them, I don't know the answer, but you know what? I'll find out and I'll come back and I'll tell you. The third question is, what did we learn about people? So when we read the word, we are the Holy Spirit, it's living, it is alive. And so, and when we're learning these stories, we're learning about people and about ourselves. And so this is where an application can come in. You can come in with an application ready, but really something, what we learn about people in that story will show us a lot about ourselves and it might happen naturally. And then finally, what did we learn about Jesus? This is the most important question. If you can't do any other questions, do the first one and the last one if there's not enough time. But this last one is really important because ultimately the Bible is not about us. The Bible is not about the characters. The Bible is about God and He is the hero of the story. And so we want to ask, what did we learn about Jesus? What did we learn about God? What did we learn about the Holy Spirit? And give space for the kids to answer that. And just my own little note to you guys, when you do this, it takes about 7 seconds for somebody to formulate an answer. So when you ask the question, don't expect them to think really quick and form an answer really quick. They have to think about it. So give them 7 to 10 seconds to think about their answer before you help them along in finding an answer. If you have any questions about that or would like any other tips and tricks about this time, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. I would be happy to come alongside you and support you and give you further training and support if you need it. Okay, so after small group time, our four questions, we're going to do snack with lollipops and lemons. So snack. You're going to work together to pass out cups of goldfish. Checks are available for those who are gluten and dairy free. A cup of water and a napkin to each child. Encourage them not to eat until after you have prayed. Then you're going to pray, asking God to bless your time together and that you will get to know Jesus more. Invite a child to pray for the food, if possible. They love praying out loud. And so this is a really sweet opportunity for them to do that. There might be more than one kid and you might be like, okay, and you have like 3 kids praying for the snack. That's fine. It's fun and it's special and they love doing it. And it's really good to have them practicing prayer, practicing corporate prayer. And while they're eating, we're then going to do something that we call lollipops and lemons and prayer requests. So when eating, ask your class if anyone has any lollipops or good things that happened this week or lemons, which are bad things that happened this last week. If a child shares a lollipop, which most of your kids are going to share lollipops, immediately say a prayer thanking God for that lollipop. Or invite a child, better yet, invite a child to praise God for the lollipop. They could even praise God for their own lollipop. So we're teaching them once again how to pray corporately and that it's safe and it's okay and it's good. Then also they might have lemons, which are the bad things. If anybody has any lemons, then immediately ask if someone would like to pray for their friend's lemon. So again, this is a really good chance to teach kids how to pray for people in the moment, especially people who are going through hard things. If nobody wants to pray for their lemon, then you can pray for their lemon. The point is just exposing them is good. Even if they're not ready to pray out loud or it's scary for them to pray out loud, you can model it for them. When you model prayer for the kids, this is another little note that I want to share with you, a little tidbit, is keep it short. Because if you are praying these long, elaborate, wonderful prayers, that's great. It actually makes the kids feel a little bit more intimidated, like, oh, they don't pray that, like pray like that, therefore they don't want to pray out loud. But if you pray a simple, simple, simple prayer, it'll help them feel safe and feel more secure in praying out loud. So, for instance, say that somebody said that they got a bad grade on their math test. That was their lemon. You can say, okay, I would love to pray for your lemon. Dear Jesus, we pray that you will help them, you will help them learn their math. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And then that's the prayer. So super simple, super sweet, lollipops and lemon prayers. Now we also have prayer requests. Sometimes saying lollipops and lemons is a little scary. So another way to get kids more comfortable praying for each other is just say, does anybody have any prayer requests? And then if a child has a prayer request, then say, would anybody like to pray for that prayer request? And then somebody can pray for that prayer request. So that is snacks with lollipops and lemons with prayer requests. After that, we'll have craft. Every week there is a fun craft that your kids will do. We provide all of the supplies that you need, so you don't need to prep any of it. But it is good to know what you're going to be doing. If you are an assistant, it's really good to know what we're doing during craft because you will probably be the one helping set up, assisting set up all of the supplies with the teacher. You just want to know in advance what's going on so you don't have to wait for instruction. You just know, oh, we are making stars in the sky craft, so I need to pass these things out. Like, you know what to do in advance. And then finally, it's service is almost over by this point, so the kids have free time until checkout. So, again, you have learned about our policy and procedure for checkout, but let's go over that again. As kids are getting picked up, check each security label that the parent has. If they lost their label, come find the coordinator who will verify the guardian to verify that they're a trusted adult. And then finally, send each kid home with an activity page. Remember that parents are called to be the primary disciple makers in their child's life, and we get to support and come alongside that. So one thing we get to do is give them resources to help support what hopefully is already happening at home and to encourage them to continue it at home. So we provide activity pages that have activities for parents to do with their kids during the week to help further raise their kids up in Christ. So make sure you send those activity pages home with the kids. And that is it. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening to today's training. Again, if you have any questions or comments or concerns, you can reach out to me, Anna, at anna@realityventura.com, and I would be happy to come alongside you and support you. So again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon.